I find that some people think money is everything, so they sweat, connive, steal, even lie for money. What we need in life is not a series of events that will get us big money, but rather a big event that will make money look small. More than money, it's Christ we need. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15, Peter tells us that the false teachers he had described previously had forsaken the right way. They had heard God's message of life through Christ, but after appearing to receive it, they turned away from it. What could be worse than to have an understanding of the truth and then to forsake it? This was the case of Judas, you will remember. He knew the truth, having heard it again and again from the lips of Christ. Daily he walked in the presence of our Lord, eating with him, conversing with him, and working with him. But like the foolish people Peter is telling us about, Judas forsook Christ. Some of the people in our churches are like this. They know the truth, having heard it week after week, year in and year out. They know how to be saved, but they have never really committed themselves to the Savior. They appear to be Christians because they are church members, but the emptiness of their profession proves otherwise. Peter tells us further that the false teachers turn from the right way to follow the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Now, Balaam was the prophet who commercialized on his gift. He was more concerned about money than the will of God. Those Peter is describing were guilty of the same error. They were in the church simply for the money they could get out of it. They loved money more than the Lord. Well, you know people like this, and so do I, who are trying to serve God and gold. Yet the Bible says in Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Usually, when one tries to serve both God and mammon, he ends up serving mammon only. Money gets the better of him. Judas betrayed Christ for 30 pieces of silver, which amounts to about $16.50 in the United States currency. Some of the people in our churches have sold Christ for far less so they could get more money. Don't sacrifice your soul for a few paltry dollars. If you're living for your bank account, may I remind you that it is far better to have a bank in heaven than to have heaven in a bank. For the child of God who lives sacrificially, the Lord says in Proverbs 11:25, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. The sacrificial heart will never want for any good thing. God will provide and care for all his people who trust him and live sacrificially for him. A minister in Texas, doing his pastoral rounds, arrived at a poor Mexican home where a young member of the family had polio. When he left the house, an older boy was stroking one of the shiny fenders of the minister's new car, saying that he thought it was beautiful. The boy asked, "Where did you get it?" "Well, Sonny," explained the minister, "I'm just a preacher and don't make much money, and of course, could not afford to buy such an expensive car. But I have a brother who lives in Dallas who has made a fortune out of oil, and my brother gave me this automobile." The boy's reaction was most interesting. He did not say, "I wish I had a brother like that." Looking up at the minister and speaking from his heart, he said, "My, I wish I could be a brother like that." This is the spirit that ought to be in the heart of every true servant of Christ. Our attitude should not be, how much can I get, but how much can I give? Let's not be deceived by the wicked one. We need to ask the Lord for victory over selfishness and consecrate our possessions to God and give to him accordingly. Well, poor old Balaam failed to get the victory over his selfishness. He forsook the way of the Lord and went astray because of his love for money. God tried to help him, even causing the donkey on which he rode to speak like a man. One would think such an unusual phenomenon would cause even the most rebellious to come to his senses. But not Balaam. He was bound by his sin. The sinful heart is always a rebellious heart with no ear for the voice of God. Could it be that God has been speaking to you in some manner during the past days or weeks? In his great love and patient kindness, he has sought to direct you in the paths of greatest usefulness for him. Possibly, at some time, you've gone astray from the road of God's best. Since that hour, it seems as though everything has gone wrong. God has sought to speak, but you've failed to listen. Why not listen at this moment? Let Christ have his perfect way in your life. God's will for your life is the only way of blessedness and happiness. There are many unhappy and miserable Christians. Why? They are refusing to permit God to run their lives. Nothing can banish joy quicker than planning and promoting one's own interests rather than following the leading of the Lord. Our churches are suffering from the tragic effects of so many on the roll who are not in God's will. Consequently, these people are miserable and dissatisfied. One of the most effective ways for a church to make an impact on its community is to send forth a happy band of radiant, victorious Christians into the offices, shops, schools, and homes. Christians who are really living for the Lord. These are the ones God wants to use these days. Before the unsaved will be inclined to heed our invitations to come to Christ, we must give evidence that our hearts are overflowing with gratitude to God for his abundant mercies. If you claim to be a Christian, may I ask, are you a real Christian? Maybe you will admit that there is very little of reality in your profession of Christ. At times, you even wonder if you are a Christian. Well, I'll tell you, anyone who has truly been born of the Spirit of God will never wonder about his relationship to the Lord. He will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he has been passed from death into life. The evidence being that he will follow in the will of God and seek above all else to please God. He will not choose his own way and ignore God's way like Balaam. He will walk with the Lord and obey the Lord. If you have any doubts, if you're not sure, rebel no longer against God's wonderful grace. He gave his best for you. Now give your best to him. Receive God's wonderful salvation by believing on the Lord Jesus, God's Son. You may be sure he will receive you if you will receive him. Our Father, I thank you for your mercy. Indeed, we are unworthy of your love and grace, but we come to you with sincere hearts, asking you to search us out so we shall claim your promises to meet the needs of our lives. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.